Hey there, thanks for listening and welcome to the Marketing Matchmaker Podcast. If you're looking to grow your business, increase your revenue, and scale your impact, all while staying true to who you are and the people you serve, this is the show for you. I'm Jennifer Tamborski, digital marketing strategist, fractional CMO, and founder of Virtual Marketing Experts. My team and I work with six and seven figure coaches, consultants, and online entrepreneurs who are tired of playing the guru game of one size fits all marketing. They're ready to create a business and marketing strategy that actually builds relationships with their ideal clients, creates massive shifts in their business, and rapidly increases their revenue. As your marketing matchmaker, I'm going to help you find the perfect marketing match for you. This show will teach you how to reach your ideal client, connect with your audience, build that perfect relationship, and generate more revenue, all through a process I like to call dating your ideal client. Now let's go have some fun. Hey there, welcome back to the Marketing Matchmaker. One of the ways a business really builds its brand is to tug on the emotions of their audience. Emotions are the key to building a lasting relationship with your ideal customers. So your brand can help your clients or audience or prospects identify with you. And it helps to build that know, like, and trust factor that we're all searching for. This is why everything you put out there, from your business cards to your website to your blog to social media posts, your sales funnel and your paid traffic, everything is important because you want to reach your audience where they are to help take them where they need to be. And it helps to start a relationship with them. We're all about relationships here, which is why I call our process dating your ideal clients. I know I've broken down the whole dating sequence in some past episodes. So if you haven't had a chance to listen, I would highly suggest you head to those episodes to understand what I mean about the process. In today's episode, we are focusing on building long-lasting relationships with your audience and really how we can use that to hit those high six and seven figure marks in our business. The way we work with clients, how we communicate with them, and how we connect with them all matter to create that strong connection. The same can be said with our marketing. What we say and how we say it can turn our audience into fans, our fans into clients, our clients into raving fans who come back for everything we sell, and just as importantly, refer us to everyone they know. Think about it. When you read or see something that you relate to, do you feel connected to that? Do you want to dive deeper and learn more? You may follow them. You may like their page. You may buy their products. Those are all the start of relationships. And the same is true for your business. You can actually set out to build these relationships by making sure you're using real emotions in your marketing. The reality is that emotions are what sells. It's what's going to attract your ideal prospect and what will turn them into paying clients. Nothing can elicit response quite like the right emotion. All you have to do is check out social media to confirm that, especially in this day and age. Emotion is everywhere. The one things we as business owners want most from our audience is a response. We want them to answer our calls to action, whether that be to communicate with us and engage with us online or to give us their email address or purchase our products. The best way to do that is to evoke the right emotion that causes the right action to take place. Great marketing seeks to really tug on that emotional strings of your audience. Because if you can get them to think about the things that trigger their emotions, like happiness or sadness, longing, their sense of desire, those things in their life that are they're struggling with that cause an emotional trigger. That's going to help you get them to answer your call to action. And if you do it right, you can elicit these emotions in on an audience just by them seeing your brand. Seriously, think about it. When you see somebody's brand like Brené Brown, what emotion does that evoke? Or when you see some of the Olympics, what does that emotion evoke? All of these different types of things will evoke emotions in our clients. And if we do it well, it really makes them feel like they know us. Emotions affect every part of our lives, from our friendships to what we eat and what we buy. It affects everything, whether we realize it or not. Even those people you might think that aren't emotional, they are triggered by some emotion. So if you want to be serious about your marketing, you have to understand how to evoke those emotions in your audience. The ones that encourage your customers to buy from you and to continue to come back again and again. In fact, oftentimes emotions are more important than other factors when consumers make decisions. Have you ever made a purchase on the spur of emotion and later wondered why you bought that thing? I know I have. I think we all have. That is primarily due because of an emotional response that you were having in that moment. So some things to consider when you're looking at building emotions into your marketing and your ideal target audience. You want to make sure that you show them that you know them. We've discussed this before. Knowing your audience is the key. The more you know them, the better you are able to speak to them in a way that they can hear and connect with. That connection is vital. And make sure you're focusing your marketing efforts on what your ideal clients need, what they want, what they desire. What is it that they need help with more than anything else? What are they struggling with? And what can you share that will help them with their core problem? What will give them a small win or shift? Your content should show your audience that you understand where they are at. And more importantly, you know where they want to go and can help them get there. Understanding what your brand is really does help to convey that emotion. Your brand is the mental and emotional representation of your product, service, or solution. When a consumer thinks of your brand and you've done a good job of branding your business, they will feel an emotional attachment and loyalty toward your version of your product, service, or solution. That connection they feel is what creates that relationship and their desire to work with you and buy from you. This is true even if the competition offers exactly the same thing that you do and your price is higher. Their loyalty and emotions keep them with you and keep them coming back for more. You want to focus on your benefits rather than your features. One thing that elicits emotions in a person is learning about the benefits of your product, service, or solution. We're looking for the things that will make our lives better, the products that will help us be healthier, have more time, make more money. The list is endless. And honestly, most people don't care about your attributes, your features, your facts. They don't care if they're going to get one meeting with you a day or one meeting with you a month. What they care about more than anything else is what your product, service, or solution is going to do for them. Emotions build trust. When you know exactly the words to use and the experiences to offer your audience, you will build that trust factor that cannot be broken. People tend to look back on their experiences with a brand and judge the future potential outcomes based on those experiences. So really seek to provide awesome experiences, and the trust that people will have in you will grow exponentially. Emotions build engagement, and engagement builds community. Another way to encourage customer loyalty is to make your customer feel as if they're part of a community. Having a connection with like-minded people and the emotions they develop about being part of a close-knit community will also translate into them being loyal to your brand. So make sure you're actively engaging with your customers by creating a group, maybe a group coaching program or a Facebook group. Maybe it's a Slack channel. Something where your audience can connect and converse. Make your customer feel special. We all want to feel special. So work to build relationships with your customers individually and as a group. Find ways to make them feel special by offering discounts or specials or bonuses or other things that make them feel like they are getting something just for them. Don't just make all the great offers for the new customers. Make sure that your loyal customers are also in there to sustain your business. Be transparent and honest. One way to endear yourself to your audience is always to be transparent and honest. If you make a mistake, own up to it. We're all human. And honestly, those mistakes may be learning lessons for your audience. I have a client. She actually did an episode for me at the beginning of this podcast on why you want to fail. She failed at a launch. The launch she put on didn't go off the way she wanted it to. However, she learned a lot from that process. And those learnings then were able to be shared with her clients, which allowed them to avoid that failure possibly, and also learn that just because you fail doesn't mean you failed. It means that you learned something about that issue. Reality is, perfection is a myth. And by being your authentic self, your audience is more likely to connect with you. Knowing that you're trustworthy and will be upfront about what goes on in your life and the mistakes that you make along the way really helps to build their confidence in you and deepens that relationship. The last thing I want to say is be fun. Look, I hate boring marketing. I'm not a boring person and I don't want to engage with boring marketing. And I don't think anyone else does either. Those Facebook ads that you click on are probably from the most insane people out there. The ones that are jumping into a pool or dancing in their living room. The reels that are going on Instagram. Those are all things that help your audience understand that you're human and that you're reachable and connectable. Being human and fun and funny when appropriate will really help you to shine through in your posts, in your emails, and even in your sales pages, especially in your paid ads. Crafting an emotional message in your marketing is what is going to help you create that lasting relationship with your audience, which will turn them into a buyer and keep them coming back every time. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Matchmaker podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear your feedback. Please head over to iTunes and leave a review so we can hear from you. And if you are a coach, consultant, or online course creator who are looking to grow your business, increase your income, and scale your impact, connect with me at yourmarketingmatchmaker.com. I look forward to hearing from you.